I am gonna take over, take my head detail off now that I'm.
Would you hand it? Well, yeah, all right. I usually hand out the appropriation status report.
We already, we're in open session and quickly went to executive session, but we laid the pledge of allegiance for now, so I'd like to do pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance is flag, the United States of America, to the Republic of which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just for clarification, the open session meeting lasted about 15 seconds. Okay, first order of business, I'd like to recommend approval for the following minutes. The March 28th regular meeting, April 4th budget workshop, April 4th special meeting, April 14th special meeting. All those in favor? Any discussion? I'm sorry, I move for discussion. Who's the second?
Second.
And any discussion of those minutes? All those in favor? Any opposed? No. Okay, as most of you know, we have two public comment possibilities. The first one is right now. If anyone have any questions or things to ask us about. It's easy, thank you. Item six, regarding the superintendent and administrative reports.
The only report that I was going to have was the building committee report, but Bud's not here. I don't know if anybody from the building committee wants to say anything. I don't need to throw it at you. If not, I'll talk.
All I can say is that the building committee has met multiple times since the vote, and we've had people from the public join our discussions on all three occasions that we've met. Last week there were over a dozen people in addition to the building committee members. The building committee is narrowed down, and before you, I believe tonight, a proposal that we feel is the best way to move forward for the community at this time.
There's a summary sheet that I handed out to that came from the results of the last building committee meeting. And what they basically did across the top, it says 1, 1A, 2, 3, and 4. They tried to put them in the categories of different priorities. And the first category was what we felt was the most pressing of the issues. And the second column, the one that says 1A, what the committee agreed to do at the end of the meeting was to have the first column as a priority for the first proposition, and that will total $8,037,000. And the second option or proposition would be if the first one passes. So you could not have proposition two pass. And proposition two would basically be what's in the second column under 1A, and that's the expand the high school library, reconstruct the library media center, and reconstruct the high school tech rooms. And that would be a total of $1.9 million. So proposition one would be basically for reconstruction of the gymnasium, portion of the locker room and the coach's office, or the new gymnasium storage area, I'm sorry, I read the wrong column. Reconstruct the kitchen, reconstruct the art room skylights, the high school lobby vestibule with security, the auditorium air handling unit, the replacement of the single pane windows. The balance of the single pane windows would be $1.1 million. Provide for new quarter locker rooms in the instead of the cubbies down in the what's down in that wing there?
Third grade?
Preschool.
Third grade.
And third grade.
Art and music down there?
Art and music down there. To do new elementary school parking lot for 20 cars, reconstruct the existing parking lot, new drop-off area, and paving the demo road. That is not the bus loop in the back of the school. The construction of the bus loop is separate from that. The replacing of the ventilating units, the existing unit ventilating systems, including the nurse's office ventilating system. The crawl spaces, which is ventilation and asbestos abatement. And the drywalls, we're trying to determine whether or not the ones that are underneath the sixth grade classrooms right now are functioning drywalls, or we can just fill them in, because if they're not being used, the fact that it is an empty space underneath the sixth grade wing is not best for the foundation or the structure of that wing. So it would shore up that structure. The new elementary playground, paint some of the exterior walls, the facades, and construct a roof hatch. As of right now, the only way to get on the roof is to jump out a window or to put a ladder on the side of the building and get climb up the ladder. So the roof hatch would be meeting the code. So that would total $8,037,000. Proposition one.
Before, I think I'm understanding this right, because I haven't been sentenced. So you're telling me when we come to the budget vote, we're going to have four, five?
No.
Two. We're not doing
two.
Two
propositions.
Just one, two. So, because I was thinking, because the one thing I heard a lot of people say is they wanted choices, and I thought that's what you were doing, meaning we put five of them up there, meaning.
No, the committee felt that it would be, if we did all of them, it would be way too confusing for everybody, because it would be, what happens if you start to do more than one, the price changes drastically, because it's usually less expensive if you do all of the items. But what we're going to do is proposition one, which are all the necessities that the committee sat and discussed, and a proposition two, which would just be specifically the library, media center at the high school, and the moving of the tech rooms. Priorities, what's on this paper, 2, 3, and 4, would be for the future, but there's only two propositions that will go up to the public right now. The only way that proposition two would go is if proposition one passed. So if we voted no on proposition one, even if proposition two passes,
so why
would not go forward.
Why could you not do it that way, make them separate? Why does one have to be in conjunction with the other?
Well, we felt the first column of the first priorities were the things that had to be done with the air handling units, ventilating the crawl spaces, doing the rest of the windows, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Where the library is something that, you know, we're existing at this point the way we are, we'd like to turn it into a media center as opposed to a 1950s.
But I'm just asking why you would, I mean, obviously maybe people in the community want a library and an auditorium or technology.
But if they don't have the stuff in item one, you have to consider shutting the school down. There's things that are falling apart.
Right. No, I understand. That's why I thought we were doing separate propositions to kind of...
Well, just the one extra.
If we want to go ahead in the future, we'll do the other.
The other three columns, the committee, with the architect, prioritized what they thought would be the next, the thing after that, should go after. But we have to get these first.
Well, I was just going to say that one of the things the building committee talked about extensively is the fact that if we do smaller projects, the idea that they overlap, so that one of the things we felt after listening to the community was we need to build community trust. They need to see the XL project completed, then they could see one of these projects started or come to fruition, and then we could ask them if we wanted to look at an auditorium or something else that's on that list. And then, as Vince has said, I've seen this multiple times, when we talk about the overlapping every 5 years, and in that 5-year plan, starting something the third year or the second year and asking the community so that it overlaps, and then you have that constant stream of money coming in. And so we thought that the things in column one were the absolute things that we have to run the building with health and safety for our students. We feel that the media center was the next priority, the number one priority in terms of educational space for our students, and that we could wait 2 years to come back or 3 years and ask the community for the rest of the things that were on that list. And hopefully the economy will be a little bit better.
And as somebody who audited these meetings, not as an official member, there was a heated discussion about many of the items. And for example, I don't understand why the new bus loop was way in the back. I never did, because I consider that health and safety, but that was the committee. So that was the way they came up with things.
My understanding is that the state building aid rate has not diminished?
Correct.
Still at 79.5?
Correct. It's that way at least for this coming school year. So, and when I say that, if you have a project in the next fiscal period, right now it's 79.5, and for the 11-12 school year, if you have a vote and it passes, it would be 79.5 cents for the entire project.
When does this project have to be approved in order to be submitted to the state?
We'd have to vote on it, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
If we do the resolution tonight, we can vote on it until June 29th, which is a Wednesday.
How long do we have to take a look at this, though, guys? I mean, this is the first time I've had it in my hand. How much is the tax increase for the community?
$8 million alone is approximately $35 a year.
About $10 million.
The $8 million alone is about $35, and this is the four-star, or $3. If you combine the two, 9.9.
Which you're automatically going to do. If this thing passes, then you're going to be including the library project as well.
Right, if the library goes down, number one can stand alone, but number two can't stand alone. So that's approximately $50 a year, or $4.20. And those are all before star, so if you had no star, so it would only be less for people with star or enhanced star.
$4.20 per $100,000.
Right, per $100,000 home, yes.
And let's not forget, I mean, when the first proposition got voted down, we basically said no thanks to $6.5 million in the state fund.
Oh, it was more than that. It would have only cost $3.7 million, so 17.
14.
Yeah.
This item here, it's in column one, so it's in our proposition one, the high school lobby vestibule door security. I've heard of this referred to as a $95,000 door, which is terribly unfair, I think. Could you go into some detail explaining
what it would do, basically? I don't have all the details, but where the columns are in the hallway, there would be set of secure doors going in there, so anybody that comes into the building would have to go either into the high school, or what I can envision happening is the attendance office have a window in where that little room is that used to be the old exit into the lobby. And then as the kids come in, she can sign them in and let them in, or if there's an individual that's coming in, they can sign them in. So it would be a way of having people come into the building without going wherever they want. Right now, when they come in, if they don't turn left at the end of the stairs to get into the elementary office, they have access to the entire building. So that would limit the access to the rest of the building to just that lobby area or the principal office.
Does that include any kind of surveillance or electronic?
It's electronic, push button will open up the doors, yes, but cameras are going in. We're wiring for all of those at this point. I don't think there's any additional cameras that would be part of that. Are there additional cameras with the vestibule?
At this point, it's from what I understand, it's a kind of a conceptual number, and so it hasn't been broken down to the specific nuts and bolts of how the vestibule will be designed. Like, once it's approved, my understanding is that's when John Jojo gets to work with the specific itemization and plan of how exactly things would be set up and isn't.
Yes.
And then I guess he would meet with you and
these are all conceptual numbers at this point.
Right. To decide whether you need more cameras or want cameras or however, that's part of the discussion yet to come.
but that budget item wouldn't exceed
95.
Right.
So the numbers in here are specifically allocated. It's not just the total number and then we start from scratch redesigning things. There's specific areas.
Correct. What you have to realize too in these numbers are it's the cost plus what are the incidental costs. So the incidental costs are part of the architecture's fee for designing that as well. And what am I forgetting?
There could be DASNY fees in there, you capitalize interest.
They all fall under the incidental costs.
Right. Miscellaneous site work maybe to get things in shape.
The reconstruction would be within the footprint of the building. So we're staying within the footprint of the building, except for one little in Proposition 2, there's a little bump out into that little courtyard. But other than that, there would be no new construction.
So, and some of those, I think one of the sketches, you're changing the nurse's office with the elementary office. Is that still happening, even with the security door? Wasn't there something about...
There was a design at one point. But then again, that gets back to what Colleen just said. It's all conceptual at this point, if that's what we wish to pursue. Because if I'm not mistaken, when we were talking about moving the elementary office, that's when we were doing the elementary library in the center as well.
So that was going to be part of that piece.
Yeah.
I just didn't know maybe with that high school door, if you were doing something like that. You know what I mean?
It may become the better way to get into the building because there's that lobby that's secured. So we have to sit and evaluate whether or not that's the main entrance or what we wish to have.
If I could just make one comment. I don't believe anything on this page is new. This is all
just
stuff that was discussed for the previous 6 months and just prioritized a little bit differently. That was the main focus of the building committee's thrust since the capital project went down back in March.
Can I just ask, I know you did an exit poll, what was the consensus of comments from people who participated? Do we have some sort of, you know, when people took the capital project vote, I don't know the questions, I don't know, is there some sort of breakdown so that we see that down the road?
The breakdown was probably 50-50 of those that were in support and those that were negative that filled out an exit poll. There were over 1,000 votes and we probably got 200.
300. About 150 each.
And some of them.
We compiled those results and we shared them with the building committee and that's what this discussion is based on.
Right. I was just saying we didn't see it, so I just didn't know if we had a copy.
I can get you a copy.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't matter.
Questions to this regarding the capital project?
I want to go first.
No, I'm very brief.
Okay.
So I can go. I wanted to say congratulations to both Dottie Sundquist and Jill Hahn. Just prior to the break, they did a wonderful job on their concerts. We had back-to-back concerts the week before the break. Fourth and fifth grade band and the fourth and fifth grade chorus. They did a wonderful job, so I wanted to congratulate them publicly. Testing starts next week, so we're pretty busy. I've attached the testing schedule to the board report. And that's about it. The kindergarten parents come in for the first time Thursday night. And special education, we are pretty busy, knee-deep in annual reviews right now.
We have a
wrapper
in school, is
that true? We do. Yeah, he did a very nice job. Did anybody see him?
I would like to request that we get the final cut.
They're going on the 30th, and actually I spoke with her today that she thinks that she has it on tape. So we're actually trying to get it for the academic fair, the entire fifth grade group, and then Malachi did. Oh, what had happened was Malachi Best, who is a sixth grader. Now I've got to look at my notes because I won't have the composer's name. Sandy Wilbur who is a, she's a composer from New York City, and she had an original composition called We the People. And basically, it was based on the U.S. Constitution. And she had worked with some, she'd worked with Dottie Sundquist, who's the music teacher here, and she had worked with a couple of our students, and she picked Malachi Best to do a rap. And she's going to lay a track with Malachi next week, Saturday. So he's actually going to a studio, and we'll be recording with Mrs. Wilbur. So it's very exciting for him. His mom is very excited. He's very excited. And on a side note, this morning, his teacher was reading something, and I popped over and said hi to her, and she said, "Look at this. He's been writing raps on his own." So for kicks, Malachi's writing music on the side. So we have a budding performer. Very exciting. So congratulations to Malachi.
And I do want you to explain this for the public.
Oh, okay. You put me on the spot there. Well, actually, Dr. Wolski, this came from you. Last summer, we had begun talking, and Dr. Wolski had said, "Is there any program out there where kids can get books?" And I started talking to some people, and other schools in the community do what they call 1,000 book clubs. And so we started, with the help of a group in Salem, a 1,000 book club for our preschoolers here in Cambridge. And we are close to the 100 book bag mark. We have about, I'm estimating, I think we have about 91 or 92 book bags, each with 10 books each in each bag. And children ages 2 through 5 can sign out the bags. They can borrow the bags for about 2 weeks. They can bring them in, sign them out. It's pretty free, you know, free to come in and out. They can also sign out at the Bat and Kill bookstore and just come on in, check out a bag, bring it back, then check out another one. So it's a nice little free program to try to get kids to read 1,000 books before they enter kindergarten. So, anything else you want me to share?
No, thank you.
Okay. So we're close to 100. We're not quite there yet. In the 90s. I'm good.
I have nothing to add to the treasurer's report. I'll entertain any questions. Other than March starts off our state aid, and it's coming in. No signs of any deferrals or cuts, so that's good. And the question was asked about the 1.8 tax increase. Before STAR, it has approximately $21 a year increase, which comes out to $1.81 a month. I'm sorry.
Usual question, Beth. Anything we should be concerned about?
No, we're still on track. The state aid is the big unknown right now. Everything seems to be in place going forward, and no surprises so far.
Beth, this is for the budget, this 1.8.
That one's okay to hand out. Yeah, it was the other one that I caught. Say don't about the capital projects. I didn't.
But, 9.9.
But don't hand those out because I didn't change the bottom number.
Update us on the buses, please.
Yes, the buses.
Sorry.
One broke down today in front of Tammy's office, so I can't emphasize enough the need for the new buses. We are just pouring good money after bad into these buses. I don't know. I got a bad back.
Dead battery and Randy jumping it with his van. That's what I saw. There was a bus out in the bus loop after dismissal that was in need of some help.
Oh, actually, I heard it this morning. So yours was in the afternoon?
Yeah, this was after dismissal.
There was no power this morning, so.
So it's two buses.
That same bus,
or maybe it's the same bus. I don't know.
What's our repair cost into this? Happy, correct, to keep these buses?
Oh, yeah, I think, what did we say? It was over 10 or 14,000?
And that's
put into it in the past couple months.
And that would be less if they approve the proposition, the cost to the district and the taxpayers, correct?
Well, it's more than $14,000.
What would?
To get the new buses, the impact of the taxes is approximately $49,000.
So we've already spent almost a quarter of money already on repairs, and we're going to continue if it's not passed.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
We also, Bill and I went up to Hudson Falls because they're getting rid of another small handicap bus. And we'll probably, if they're still interested in selling it for whatever the trade-in is, we'll pick that up again like we did last year. It's only got about 80,000 miles on it, so it's still, unfortunately, their cast-off is still better than some of the buses that we have.
Can you tell us about your pick from the Verizon
truck? Oh, the Verizon truck. We also picked up a service vehicle. Verizon sold a fleet of vehicles that had a compressor and a generator in it, and it had about 82,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And they painted it. The body is solid. There's no rust or anything. And we were able to pick it up for $5,566. The generator alone was $2,000, and the compressor was $1,800. So between those two items, it's paying for itself more than anything. And now when they go out and service a vehicle, they can use the compressor to change the tires or whatever they need to do with the electricity. The vehicle that it is replacing is one of the ones that we are disposing of or going to put out for bid. The front portion of the frame in front of the tire, it was a vehicle that we used for transporting students. And a few years ago, DOT would no longer inspect it. And the last time they got a New York State inspection because of the front rotting of the frame, we were told it would not pass. So Bill Casey was able to find this. Someone he knew bought the fleet, and we were able to pick it up, and that was a heck of a deal. When you see it, you're not going to believe that it's 1999, 84,000 was traded in. So we're trying to do whatever we can to save money when it comes to that. The bus last year we got from Hudson Falls, we only paid $3,000 for. So we're looking probably at the same trade-in value for that vehicle. And it's a 18-passenger special ed wheelchair van, and you can make it, you can equip it with four wheelchairs, and I think it's six seats, or if you put all the seats in, we can probably use it on a shorter run too if we don't have to use it for special ed.
These off-the-ballot purchases that we're making, are they at all state payable?
We put in the budget last year because we knew that Hudson Falls was going to sell it to us, so we put it in the budget. It was approved in the regular budget. So yes, that's state aidable, and we put in an amount of money this year to do the same thing. So it will be reimbursable at the same rate that a new bus would have been. So last year we paid $3,000 and we'll get 80%. So what's 80% of that? $2,400. So it'll cost us about $600. So if you can't beat it.
No problem.
Are you set?
Yep, that's it. How much?
I wanted to give you an update on the master schedule and where we stand as far as planning for the upcoming school year. We tried to advance the timeline to some degree and have been fairly successful at that. Working with the two guidance counselors, they have been meeting with students and families over the past maybe almost 8 weeks now. And at this point, we have all the student requests are put in, and that from that I've been able to generate how many students have signed up for a particular class. And I think at this point, we're about 2 months ahead of where we were last year in terms of getting a schedule, at least a basic framework made. And my desire for wanting that a little bit earlier, I think it helps when the teachers have more time to plan, not only for materials, but also any curricular needs that they have. If we can have a skeleton in place as far as the schedule goes, teachers are much better able to plan prior to the summer and certainly with summer curriculum work and make some decisions on what they need as far as materials when it's time to actually order the materials. So we have advanced that timeline, and I attached the the sheets, the course selection sheets based on grade, that students have been working with the counselors in you can see as they go up through the grades, obviously they have more choice in what they're allowed to take. Seventh graders have fewer choices in terms of electives, but it just gives you an idea of the courses that are available to students and what kinds of choices they can make. So we are well ahead of where we were last year, and I think that will pay dividends as far as planning goes from a curricular standpoint. From a recognition standpoint, on the 8th of April, we had Larry Weaver from Fitzgerald Brothers in conjunction with Inside Edge to generate a little bit of buzz and excitement for the bike race. They came in and donated some t-shirts and a bike. And the bike was worth almost $500 that we raffled off in lunch on that Friday. It was a loud lunch, but it was a very exciting lunch, and one of our students, Jeffrey Livingston, was the one who won the bike, so he was very, very excited, and they allowed him to trade it in for a boy's bike because it was a girl's bike, so everybody made out on that one. Odyssey of the Mind placed third at the New York State competition under the direction of Miss Jane Sydney Clifford, Lindsay Brainerd, Roxy Began, Hunter Peters, Nicholas Peters, Armand Bodnar, and Sarah Clark. They should be commended for a job well done placing third. Oh, great. I'll pass those along. Thank you. Along the same lines, Skills USA, which is a competition for our CTE students through BOCES, we had two students place very, very highly in the local competition. Nick Rowland placed first in the local competition and then went on to compete at the state level. And Travis Korb placed third in his field and went on to compete at the state level. I don't know how they did. How did it go on the 14th?
Didn't place in the top three, but he had a good time and he learned a lot. And I haven't heard about Travis. But
okay, and that was in Syracuse, right? Yeah. They went to Syracuse
for
that?
3 days they were gone. So very, very huge learning experience.
Good. Also, a congratulations to the cast and crew of Fame. Ms. Hahn and Ms. Cifale put on a great production. I was able to attend one of the nights. It was very well attended by the public as well. And another thing that I included in the board packet, Mrs. Gillek and Mr. Butts accompanied the Honor Society to Colony Center on April 1st, where they were working as volunteers for the St. Peter's Healthcare Journey Through the Body. That they worked as all different capacities, working with kids and helping escort them through that experience. And the last piece is a series of testing dates, both 7 and 8 testing coming up, and AP testing starts on Monday. And the prom, which will be held on May 14th at the Fort William Henry, and the after prom party at Adventure Raceway. Any questions?
That we forgot to do before is select the positions for the board.
Could you read the names again? It was very difficult to hear.
Holly Emerson. Gail Anderson, second on the ballot. Deb Blanchfield is third. Dr. Wolski is fourth. Lillian Harrington is fifth. And Gary Rainstrom is sixth.
Thank you.
Reminder, this year we're the top vote getters.
Top two.
Top two. I'm not running for a specific seat. Thank you, folks. Board, Paul, I'm all set. Thank you. Deb.
Well, I'd like to kind of second everything that you mentioned about Odyssey of the Mind, Bat, Kill, Fame. That's impressive. The other thing I wanted to know is congratulate a lot of these seniors and their destinations. I hear we have a senior going to Yale, which is amazing. We have many going into the military. So congratulate a lot of them on their plans moving forward in life. So that's it for me.
Howie. Nope. Okay. I think I said whatever I needed to say about the building committee, which is the only committee I attended this past month. So, move on to old business, which is listed, nothing pending. We have a whole bunch of new business and stuff that's added. So,
there are three items on the agenda for item A.
Okay. Discussion. I move consider the consent. Approval of consent agenda is listed in the consent agenda for personnel and the consent agenda for new business.
Excuse me, I'm not trying to interrupt, but I can hardly hear what anyone is saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will move for approval of the consent agendas as listed in the consent agenda for personnel and the consent agenda for new business, including the three items which were added on our agenda. Move for discussion.
First, you got to second it.
Second it?
Second. Now it's discussion.
Any questions or comments?
I'd like to comment to the building committee. The building committee has done a rather remarkable job of getting this down to a more workable size, in my opinion. And unfortunately, I just received this tonight. And rather than rubber stamping this and putting my statement of approval, I'd like a few more days to look this over, if I could, before I approve it.
Can I just ask, what does that mean for the date? I mean, we have plenty of time. We can still vote on this.
We have lots of time.
Meet again soon, but we have plenty of time.
It means we have to get together again.
We have a budget. I'm not sure.
The presentation of the budget is
I'll have to count the days, and
I'll tell you. Oh, we'll have to decide tonight.
Oh. I think it'll just give Jan an opportunity to.
Give Jan an opportunity to be here as well.
We'll just see if the night is okay, or we have to come back sooner.
What do you need, a calendar?
Yeah.
I'll go to my office.
Right there, or we can go right on the wall right there.
You just doing A consent agenda. And you said new business. Is there something? He said consent agenda and new business. No, no, no. Item A is all. We're still fine. Okay, so when we get to it, we will table it. Okay, this is just the consent agendas for personnel and for new business, which are listed on. Is there something maybe I misread it? I'm sorry, guys. But item J is not part of it.
So we're just doing consent agenda personnel and new business on the last page.
Yes.
Okay. See, when you say new business, that's right.
All those in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Recommend approval of the following resolution. Be it resolved. Board of Cooperative Educational Services of Washington, Saratoga, Warren, Hamilton, Essex Counties is authorized to expand the sum set forth in the administrative budget in a total of
$5,595,326 during the school year 2011-12. Second?
Second.
And this is just because every school district has to vote to close its budget.
What's to do with today?
Just their budget, right?
The only thing you can vote on is the administration portion, the administrative portion of their budget.
Your recommendation is that it's
supposed to be good. It'll go down as a no vote, and there's 31 other school districts that vote on the budget.
Right.
Every year there's one district that votes no, and I can't remember who it is.
Oh, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nobody wants to vote no. We have four recommendations for tenure. I suggest we do them.
Okay, as a group.
We have four of our teachers up for tenure this year. I'll just read their names and their fields. Adam Berg in physical education. Lindsay Choppy, who holds elementary certification and for students with disabilities. Hillary Hamilton, holding supplementary certification in technology. And Ralph Harrington, holding a permanent certification in art. I move for discussion. I really can't discuss too much, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Is there?
I'm okay.
Okay. None opposed. We have a bunch of books to get rid of, and I read the list. I recognize a lot of them from reading to my kids. Recommend the board approve the attached list of deleted books from the elementary library. And I hope nobody wants me to read that whole list, but there's about 100 more. Second? Any discussion?
Do we auction them, or can we give them to kids? How does that work? Where do they go?
What do we normally do?
I'd have to ask someone what we do here.
Can we give them to, like, students to take?
Sure, I don't see why not.
What you're basically doing is saying that they're salvaged, so at that point, they're trash, and we throw them away and do whatever we want with them, so if you want to give them to the students, you can
just... I mean, I think it's important to give them, or just talked about a reading program. Get books in their hands. Maybe they did.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. If we could add a few bags.
I think that's what they try to do.
Okay.
They probably end up in classrooms. I would imagine they end up.
I'm sure we don't throw them out.
Or if you, even if you give them to kids to take, you know.
Okay. Item D. We didn't vote. Sorry. All those in favor, vote.
Aye.
All right. Item D, recommend the board approve the following resolution to approve a budgetary transfer to cover the negative balance in fuel oil in the amount of $26,041.79 and properly allocate the BOCES budget in the amount of $34,311.00. And this is extremely appropriate.
The BOCES one is just a category?
Right, the categorical change. The fuel oil is the... tough winter. We went over the budget for fuel.
Is it because the price went up, or are we paying?
Probably both.
What was allocated?
$180,000.
It was a cold winter, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Recommend the board approve the appointment of Crystal Grimaldi as a long-term substitute for social studies for the remainder of the 2010-11 year. Second?
Second.
Tony's
position.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Recommend the board declare the following items as surplus: an 8-foot Snowway snowplow, a 92 Ford F-250 4x4 pickup truck, and a 99 8-passenger Dodge van.
Second.
And these, I've only seen the Dodge van, and that really is surplus.
So,
put these up.
So the plow, he says, is in good. I think he might have said even great condition in his comment. Can't we just mount it on another vehicle if it's a great condition?
No, according to Bill, it's only certain frames that it will fit on, and you don't have a vehicle with that frame. It's got to be a Ford, similar to the 92 Ford, that it will fit on. You don't have a frame that. That's why you wanted to separate the two. Because it should be a good plow. It is a good plow. It should bring more money than the gift.
And we publicly advertise this?
Yep. She'll put an ad in the paper that we'll be accepting bids for a period of time.
Can you, because I don't think people realize what that means sometimes. Can we say what that, you know what I mean, how they process? Because I know I've had people ask me, like, they don't understand when you're accepting bids. I don't think people realize what that is when they see the legal notice. I don't know. I don't know if you can explain.
I'm trying to say, well, the notice will just say that we have the three items that they can come and look at if they wish to put in an amount of money to...
I just know I've had people...
It's like a blind auction.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even if you put it down, people don't, you know what I mean? I just had people say, I don't know. And then after the fact,
we'll
they...
We'll work on the wording.
Sure.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. I recommend the board approve the following resolution to award the sum of Durbin and Filazzo PC for the purposes of legal services of the Cambridge Central School District for the period of 1 July 2011 through 30 June 2014. Second. I'm sorry, Devin, second.
They are appointed every year. This is the, we requested a amount of money here. We put out an RFP. They won the RFP. So it was for that period of time. But they are still appointed every year as our legal service.
Okay, that happens at the
July meeting.
Great invitation. Okay. All those in favor? We have item I. Recommend approval of the following resolution. Be resolved that the Board of Education of the Cambridge Central School District authorizes participation in the cooperative purchasing program coordinated by the Washington, Saratoga, Warren, Hamilton, Essex County's BOCES for the 2011-12 school year for the following commodities: ice cream, milk, bread and bread products, meat, canned and frozen foods, and paper products. I'll ask what that is in a second, and cafeteria paper products.
Second.
What is O&M?
Anything for operation and maintenance.
Does this include our buying most of those?
No. Correct. There's certain milks that we can't get locally. That's right. Why we have to do it this way as well. And once it, what happens is it goes in as the BOCES bid. So they'll say that there's so many schools, and once they accept the bid, if it's better than what we can get, we participate. But this is just to say that we will participate with their bid.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Item J, I believe we'll just table, but item J for the people in the audience was the two propositions that the building committee proposed. Item one being the quote unquote necessities, and item 1A, the high school library project. And we will vote on that on May 9th. So if you're at the budget meeting, you'll hear this a little bit of this discussion again. If not, that's what we will be voting on at that point.
That's it.
Public comments. Barb, and Amanda, first.
I have a couple of questions. The special meeting is on the agenda here before Were they open to the public? Or the special, I can get confused. I guess we need to know that.
Were advertised as a board workshop.
That's a workshop.
It was an internal. Right.
The budget workshop was.
The budget workshop was rated. That was always.
But the special meeting was a discussion. That was an executive session discussion.
Yes.
With the school attorney.
The attorney.
Because I drove down one night for meeting and said workshop, and I turned around and went home because I thought that meant like a group. That was working on it.
You should always come in, and we can always say, no, you can't come in, Barb.
You would never do that, no.
Well, I would. But, I would if we legally had to.
If there was some way to make that more clear, if things were open to the so if it says workshop is open to the public, if it says...
No, because we might have a board workshop, which might involve functioning of the board and discussion with our attorney, right, for example, which would not necessarily be open to the public.
So it's confusing to me.
Not whether it's open, whether it's a special board meeting for the executive session of the board, that would be...
What would you say? This meeting is open to the public?
Yeah, you can do something, because I do get confused by the wording. I don't want to work walk in on a committee meeting that I'm not part of.
That's a good comment.
All committee meetings are open to the public.
I know, but still. And then another thing, I was wondering if any of the board member candidates are here, if they could be introduced, and will you be having a meet the candidate night or afternoon or something?
Colleen will talk about the meet the candidates, and why don't you introduce people who are here?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have Dr. Tom Walsh. We have Blanchfield, also an incumbent. We have Lillian Harrington sitting in the front row. Gary Rainstrom sitting back here. And our other two members, Gail Anderson and Holly Emerson, are not here. Meet the candidates night is Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30 in the new cafeteria. Christine Kovac, previous board member, will be our moderator. And it'll start at 6:30. She runs about an hour, but she's never had six before, so it might run an hour and a half. And then the refreshments will be served.
Thank you very much.
There'll be a press release Wednesday evening today. And hopefully it's the end.
Is it possible to get a poster?
I said, I don't have your email, but Kate could be forwarded to the co-star. May 10th.
Vote's on the 17th, Barb. It's a little late on the 19th.
What was that?
I thought you said the 19th. That's a little bit late.
I said the 19th?
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I'm sorry.
I didn't mention the date.
Okay. Sorry. Misunderstood. Any other public questions?
I'm back on the building committee. When are we meeting? The 9th,
we will vote on the two propositions. And then
so
we start,
that would
then we
still
start
allow counting. It to go?
These guys counted. I will trust their arithmetic. They counted the days.
Okay. My problem is this, is that we have a building committee meeting scheduled for May 6th, which is obviously not effective if the board hasn't made a decision. And one of the exit poll comments was the desire to get information out to the community as quickly as possible. So I don't want to lose a whole lot of time. If we can't meet on Wednesday, you're meeting on Friday. No, Monday. The following week. It's not really your problem. It's the building committee's problem to pull it together.
No, I understand, but there's some hesitation up here on just going ahead with it.
Would it be possible for the board to meet either on the 6th before the building committee meets or prior to the 6th?
That's my question. It's easy for me to say, but we have a board member who travels a lot. He's got caught out of town tonight, so I can't promise you anything. And part of the discussion up here was that he would like to reply to this. So I think we'll have to stick with it. I'm sorry, Tom.
Okay.
I was a little confused at the beginning of this meeting. This agenda that's headed March 28th, that was the one we're working on tonight, is that right?
My mistake.
Because when did the meeting start? Today's
meeting started at about 7:08.
Well, called the order at 6 o'clock, and then we went into executive.
We had executive session.
So you started at 6.
We called the meeting to order at 6. We immediately went into executive session, and we came back into open session about 10 after 7, approximately.
So if you wanted to come in here at 6 o'clock, you could come and sit here, and then we would call the meeting to executive and ask you to leave.
Okay. Because I thought the notice that I saw, I thought said that it started at 7. Was that a wrong mistake?
Well, as far as... No, we were corrected and told that we should start go into open session and then immediately go into executive session. We normally just schedule our executive session, just a procedural issue. We schedule executive sessions, have it, and then open the meeting for the public at 7 approximately, plus or minus a couple of minutes. But to be a little more correct, we went into open session at 6, and about 6 minutes, 15 seconds, we went into executive session.
So the notice should have said that you
should have said
6,
but people start showing up at 6, they're going to stand in the hallway for an hour. So I'm not sure how you want to fix that. I think by saying we start at 7, it's more accurate to the public.
Okay. except I think you really are supposed to
I know what we're really supposed to do. I'm just thinking people are going to be here at 6. If we say we start at 6. People will be here at 6, and they'll be very upset with us.
I mean, if you look at the agenda, it does say executive. It says called order, and then it says public session 7 p.m. You know what I mean? So it kind of is on the agenda. Is that posted on the website? Oh, it's not on the website? Oh, I thought it was. I'm sorry.
Also, we don't always have an executive session, and not often we decide we need one the day of or the day before. So that's difficult. Ironically, the purpose of us doing, I believe, the purpose of us doing the executive session first, unlike most boards, is to cut short the executive session. That way we know we have a board meeting, you know, an open session coming at 7. A lot of boards start after the meeting and they go for hours.
Yeah, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your business. I just wanted to clarify when the meeting started because I was confused.
As far as the public is concerned, the meeting starts at 7 or a couple of minutes thereafter.
But the meeting started at 6.
The meeting started at 6. Yes, Ronnie, you're going to hold me to that. But I don't want people here at 6. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just asking a question. My other question was about the public hearing on the budget. Is that on May 9th or May 10th?
May 9th.
Because there were quite a few notices in the paper, including a number of legal notices that noticed it as May 10th.
The correction was made.
There was a new notice I noticed last week that said May 10th, but as I'm speaking for myself, I see the same notice that I saw May 9th, I'm sorry. It did say May 9th last week. I don't read the same article every time it appears in the paper, and it's just a suggestion. You might want to issue something that actually does say correction or something. Because I think it is now confusing.
Any other questions, comments?
What time is the budget hearing and where does it take place?
Okay.
7 o'clock in this room.
Okay. On the 9th.
May 9th.
I'm sorry, I just didn't hear what you were talking about when you were talking about buses. Are there going to be buses on the vote?
Yes. There's a separate proposition for the buses.
There's all buses are we?
We are trying to get rid of 3 and replacing them with 2 full-size buses and 1 suburban type vehicle. And the 3 older vehicles this year have cost us how much to keep on the road? Any rough idea?
Well, just in the past 3 months, I'd say over $14,000.
And how much are these 2 buses, or these 3 buses going to cost?
248,000
change.
Oh, sorry, what?
200.
Right. We ban every year. We do a bond anticipation note. So every year we're borrowing to keep paying back what the previous borrowing. In total, we'll need to borrow 200. These vehicles will cost $248,000.
But each?
No, in total.
In total.
Right. The buses now cost about $108,000. They keep going up in price. The Suburban is high 40s. This is for pupil transportation. The net effect on the budget is roughly $49,000.
There is a budget newsletter.
We had to wait till the election should go out. Hopefully we can get it probably mailed Wednesday. That's the last thing that's holding, that's the holdup.
So that should, if you're not clear about anything when you read that, please call one of these people and they will explain it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other comments, questions? Thank you very much for your interest. I move we adjourn to executive session. We will take no action and we will not reconvene and take any action afterwards. Discussion of personnel. Discussion of personnel only. I vote any seconded. All those in favor?
I don't know. I was waiting on you. I have them in my possession. I got to call her when you're ready if you wanted more. Like, you need that season's pass.
Right.
Once you do that, I
want it. I want you here at 6, and I want you to explain why they're not being dealt with at 7.
Do you find the name?
I would, if you put it in, if you put it in the paper, I would.
Why don't you have it at the end? If you don't want people sitting around.
Paul's point is 100% correct. It drags on and on and on, that's why it limits the time. We still have one item, which hopefully will take us 15 minutes to discuss.